Hey, everybody.
Hello, Simon.
This is a big day for us.
A big day. The release of Hot Dog Runner.
Yeah.
Our first video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure PewDiePie's playing it right now.
You know.
Just screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have been waiting years for this.
Yeah.
We'll introduce our special guest.
So our special
Hi.
Guest.
Yeah.
Hey.
You shut your trap.
Right. There you go. It's Ador Games, or Aiden.
Yes, hello, my name is Aiden, otherwise known as Ador Games, and I am the geek who has created Hot Dog Runner.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. I'm right, you did.
And so, Simon, you've worked with Aiden more than anybody.
Yes.
Which, yes. Sorry about it, Aiden, it sounds like a nightmare.
No, it's been grand.
Yeah, he just likes the accent, and I like his, so it works out well. But we met through the game trailer that we ran across for, I don't even know what the name of it was, but it was a fighting game very much in the style of like side-scrolling. What would you compare it to?
Street Fighter.
Yeah, like a Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. Yeah, it's just, just a fighting game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Aiden had made that trailer. We found out about it like probably the day after he released it. Community members pointed it out and was just like how funny it was.
And then we sued him.
Yeah.
Yep. Did the lawsuit happen?
Promptly.
Yeah, now I'm broke.
Hey, listen, our shady lawyer's good. That's why you're broke.
But that's how we ended up meeting. Basically, I reached out to Aiden and was like, why don't we make it an official Neebs Gaming game? We'll work with each other and finish it and make it something that we're all going to be really proud of.
Yeah.
And in the midst of working on that, Aiden was like, I need a break from working on this. And then he decided to do what, Aiden?
Well, to be fair, no, I actually took a break because you had told me to stop working on it. You said, stall, we want to make some changes. We want you to do this, we want you to do that. I'll come back to you soon with a list. And so in the meantime, I decided to make Hot Dog Runner.
Right. For fun, he said to just kind of like, all
That's
right,
great,
whatever.
Though. Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, I'm just going to make something for fun.
And you made what we first played pretty quickly, didn't you? I mean,
let's see, there was a tutorial series on YouTube, and I just basically sort of followed through on that, sort of step by step, just, right, do this, do that, and just kept going until I had a kind of basic working game, and then it was a matter of just finding other tutorials and other blueprints and models just to kind of throw in there and build it all up, make it a full working game.
I have two questions. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong, even when it can be really, really, really frustrating at times, but it's still fun even when it's frustrating. You know, I enjoy doing these things, I enjoy learning, so it's not a problem, you know.
Fair enough. And second question, how much time you think you put into it? You would have guessed.
It's really hard to judge because the reason I got into making games in Unreal was because I'm currently doing night shifts looking after my mom, and staying up all night was hard, so I needed something to keep me awake.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of working on that, and then I'm having to run up the stairs, check on my mum, then I'm coming down, and then I'm wrestling with the dog, and then I'm eating food and drinking tea. So it's hard to say how much time goes into it, but it's probably easily months worth of work, you know.
Yeah, understood.
It's a fun game to play.
Yeah,
and it's available today, right?
Yes.
You can go to Steam right now and buy a Hot Dog Runner.
See if you can get a top score.
Okay, here's something. Yeah, so what is your top score as the maker?
It's 1,097, round about there somewhere. Just over 1,000, I know that much.
So Neves likes the game quite a bit. He's not here today. He's out boogieing at a concert, and he's up to 202. I have not broken 100 yet, but I was waiting until it's officially out until I...
Me too.
Dive in deep.
Yeah.
Me too.
So
I mean, I feel like tonight we're gonna have a competition on stream.
We are.
Yeah. We're gonna download it and like, okay, who can get the high score tonight?
Yes, except Let's for yeah, it. Aiden's not allowed to play.
Well, you can't play.
We get
if you play, we'll sue you again.
No, he can play. But you're just not a part of the competition, Aiden. How long does it take to get that score of 1,000?
Good question. Good question, Simon.
It's not too hard because my strategy is I don't try and go after every single little hot dog. I aim for the gold hot dogs and I aim for the power-ups that will pull the hot dogs and the destroy the barrels, because the barrels get you 10 points, the gold hot dog get you 5 points. So it just makes sense to focus getting on those instead of going for all the individual 1 points, because that way you end up running into a fence.
Is that to suggest the barrels full of hot dogs?
I could have done that, actually. I should have done that.
But, I mean, we can just assume that it is full of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Of course, absolutely, yes, but I can always change the texture.
Maybe in the next patch we add a little animation, like when the barrel explodes, some hot dogs go out of it.
Or a sign on it, just a picture.
Hot dogs on the barrel. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's easily done.
There you go.
We're already prepared for the next update because we're big-time game producers. And sometimes you just gotta, you know, the audience, us, has spoken, which basically means we needed to make some changes and we're doing them. But one big one, like right now it's just my character, but everyone's character is going to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to like slowly add everybody.
Yes.
We all like hot dogs.
Slowly. Yeah. I think it'll be all at once.
All in one. Why not?
Oh, shit. Okay.
It depends when you say all the characters. I've got Simon, Astro, Nabes, Dora, and Thick. If Azteca wants in there, we can do that too.
Because in the fighting game, which is still being made, we got Anthony, Ada, Azteca.
Yeah,
they're all in.
Yeah.
Cooter's all them in there. You know,
a wee cute Cooter model would be brilliant. Actually,
Cooter should be a boss.
Cooter should be a boss. And well, listen, we're all going to continue to work with Aiden. We have other games that we want to be doing. It's fun to just. This is the first one, and it's fun that it's
special. Yeah,
done.
It's a special. I was like, hey, all right. We're dipping our toe into this world.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Exactly. Well, hopefully, I'm still struggling with the fighting game. I'm currently trying to implement Steam's online subsystem so that people can play each other online as opposed to just playing on their PC.
Awesome.
I think it's working. It's hard to tell because I have to run two copies of the game at the same time, and then my computer decides to have a heart attack, you know. So I'll work it out. I'll figure these things out at some point. But
I'm starting to feel bad about how much work making me feel. Okay,
I don't.
You don't.
I like his accent makes me want to work him harder. Like, you know, they're a hard-working breed. These.
I could hear Sarah McLachlan music behind that, you know.
No, trust me, Aiden, there's been many times where he's like, oh, I'm gonna get working on that, like, right away. Like, if I bring up something, I'm like, you chill. Like, you got plenty of time.
The last sort of wee list of things that they'd have done, all of them but one are done already, so.
Then that's beautiful. Oh, and by the way, we need to record the audio for the stuff when you do get added to the hot dog,
right? Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. So, because like right now, if you play the game, you hear you, and you got your voice in there.
Little reactions here and there.
Things like when you go under, like yep.
Oh, hey, there we go.
Yeah. Things you find in every game. I mean, you know, you always have to imagine that. Even
incidentals,
like
they call them.
Game.
Exactly.
Anytime someone swings, that's some voice actor having to go. Hah!
Yeah.
Oops. On. Give me a break.
I look forward to those audio files coming. That'll be fun to listen to.
Yeah. No, I'm going to give you a good pack.
In a row.
Look, I'm gonna give you a quality pack of voice performance.
Add some burps. Add some burps in there.
Well, yeah, burp or two is fine.
Yeah,
that's
why not?
That's a good idea.
This is a programming question, I guess. Can you decide, like, when a sound plays, can you decide, like, how often it plays? Like, this might play 1 out of 100 times. Is that something you can program in?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I can, yes.
So absolutely. We could have, like, secret audio or things that are rare.
Yeah.
That, you know, you might not hear until you get to 1,000 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a fart. A fart sound.
That's true.
Oh, so you're saying that, well, yeah, nice big old fart at, like, 100 or 200, like, every 100
points. Oh, yeah, you hit
point.
500, it's a big wet.
Big wet, yeah.
It's like, you did it!
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, we can do that.
See, this is the kind of shit that we're going to have in our games, you know?
As we should.
Yeah. And then we're going to hook you, and then we're going to slap you up with DLCs that are overpriced.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a $40 DLC for this hot dog runner in 3 years.
Yeah.
We're going to need to have it.
You need that for the AAA game that is Hot Dog Runner.
Yeah, sure. And we will have sued Ador many times.
Many times.
We are going to use the money from this game to sue Ador more.
I'm going to take his home and then rent him his home back to him.
Yeah. We're going to be your landlords.
Now, what was the price on Steam again? It's like what?
$1.99.
Less than a sweet tea.
Yeah. That's a bargain right there.
It is a bargain.
is even a hot dog costs about $2. You know what I mean?
If so you're lucky,
true. It is. Think the, about it. How many hot dogs do you get in this?
It is the cost of a gas station hot dog to purchase the game Hot Dog Run.
Yep, and that's a shitty hot dog.
It is a really shitty hot dog
in the gas station.
Well, how these are good. These are good all beef hot dogs.
Yes,
in the game.
I would say that. Yeah, none of that fucking pork chicken bullshit.
No, yeah,
all
yeah.
beef, baby.
We should get a Sabrette's like a sponsorship.
Is that a hot dog brand?
That is.
Probably the best hot dog out there.
Yeah, one of them for sure.
It's true. We've not even dipped our toe into the hot dog market.
No.
I mean, yeah, we could be reaching out to hot dog companies left and right. Like, hey, you want to sponsor this madness?
Yeah.
We had opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. All the meat noodles.
Yeah.
There was a lot to get going, though, in like Steam. To have it all officially
done.
I am curious.
Yeah. What is the process of like, okay, I'm making a game. How do I get it onto the Steam marketplace?
The abridged version.
Because the back end of Steam is a nightmare.
Really?
It's messy, but they do make some things really easy to process.
Okay.
And they're very good about feedback. Because they want your game on there.
Well, that's good.
So yeah, of course.
They help you get it done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, like, give us an example. What's a messy bit? If you make a game, you're trying to get to Steam. What's a messy part?
Honestly, just the initial creation of getting into the back end.
Okay.
Once you're in there, there's not much guidance on here's what you should do next.
It's like a woman.
And there's like 10 tabs, and in each of those tabs, there's a bunch of drop downs.
Okay.
Most of it's gibberish. So what did I do? I went to YouTube and said, how do I get my game on Steam? And I just followed the tutorial. Much like Aiden did to make the game.
Isn't that how you learn things now? YouTube's basically college for everybody.
Yeah.
So did you able to find a good tutorial quickly? Because I have the worst luck with a lot of things, and one of them is finding the right tutorial to get to the fucking point.
Yeah. To get to the point. Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, man.
So
many tutorials you fire up, and then you're like, I just skip around, put it on like 2x speed, just like get to the part I need.
Skip to the end.
So looking forward a little bit, well, actually, I mean, from now on, since the game just came out, is it going to be easy to put up fake good reviews? You know, loaded up with bots. Changing.
Yeah, what's our marketing campaign?
Well,
this.
Let me tell you.
This podcast
is the marketing campaign.
To be fair, I have threatened all my friends to buy the game and give it a brilliant review. So
yes,
I'll at least have some good reviews.
We'll see them
there
too.
There we go.
We'll no,
I want the reviews from, I welcome the ones from like Amazon reviews, like life changing. My wife and
That's
I got
true.
Back together.
Maybe
like,
our community,
I want that shit.
Maybe they can give some overwhelmingly positive reviews. And it's just ridiculous.
Yes.
How the game changed their life.
Yeah. Please.
They found religion because of our game.
100%. There's also conspiracy shit. There's stuff hidden. If you freeze frame it when you get to this point, you'll see this.
Oh,
and there's a link to the dark web. Yeah. I want that shit. I want everything.
This is made by Illuminati Games.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
You play the game backwards,
game,
it says Hail Satan.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. You can talk to the deep state. Sir.
Boycott it too. It's like we're supporting like human slavery.
Yeah, we got to create controversy.
Yes.
It's true.
You
controversy
know,
sells.
Controversy does sell. I mean, of course, we don't support it, but do like, we? Oh, no.
I don't know.
Two devs died in the making of this game.
Crazy. And the bodies were never found.
Yeah.
Dun, dun,
what
dun.
Happened? Unless you reach level 12.
The answer's on level 12.
See, there are no levels with this game, right?
No,
it's just,
there isn't.
It's just a high score game.
Yes,
it's play until you get the high score. It's a classic type of game.
Another thing that it's like within like, I don't know, I mentioned it to Aiden, like, oh, Neeb said something about maybe one of the power-ups could, you know, make it so that you could shoot stuff. And he's like, I could do that. And then, like, I don't know, within like 3 days, he's like, here's a working copy of what you were talking about. I'm like, sweet.
There you go.
So that's going to be in the update. It's just going to be good stuff.
It's too late, though, but like maybe like every 100 hot dogs, the color palette of the board changes. It gets all wacky. People like seeing a change of color in a game, don't they?
A little visual filter.
Mm-hmm.
I would vote that down so quickly.
Right.
That's just me.
Of course.
If it was an easy fix.
The biggest gamer of the group.
Mm-hmm. If it was an easy do, I'd say, sure, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If it was easy. That's a good question. Would that be something you could do? I would assume you couldn't.
I don't see there being a problem with doing it, but I honestly haven't a clue how. I would need to go search some tutorials.
Yeah, you don't want, all right.
But yeah, no, it's entirely possible. Yeah,
anything's possible with you. You're a miracle worker. Look at this game. This game's amazing. Oh, artwork by Tricky.
Yes.
Oh, Tricky did some of the art.
Oh, yes.
She's awesome.
She designed the characters, the style of the characters, and then I made 3D models of them. But the whole overall look is basically thanks to her character designs.
Oh, awesome.
There you go. So there's love there.
So where do you live? Where are you?
I'm in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Ah, Belfast. Mm-hmm. Simon, you like Belfast, don't you?
I was there, and I had a very good time
I bet you did.
Yes, it's a wonderful place. I stayed with friends who were a friend that grew up there. So
it was nice. So you have been there. You're not bullshitting.
I have been there.
You have been there. Okay.
Yeah, stayed in his family home. You know, got like, oh, God, just imagine those poor people. They were like... they didn't drink ever, these two parents.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
And we were just four of us piss drunk each night, fucking staggering up this, like, stairway is probably 18 inches wide. Yeah. Like, these, everything's just small, you know, in comparison to, but, like, just hitting the rails and the walls like fucking pinball.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything's fat
up
here in the States.
Everything's just fat, yeah. No, trust me, I love the homes.
Yeah.
And Ireland
got character.
Oh, love it. They just happen to be tight, is all. Yeah. Tight for drunks like us.
It's okay.
But I love Belfast.
Try to go there.
Yeah, you should all come over here and do a Neebs game and live in Belfast.
We'd love to.
Man, yeah. That's life goals, man.
That'd be dope.
Get our live show.
If you did one anywhere in the UK, like, I'm sure we could make our way there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
UK live show would be sweet. You'll see you one day.
Yeah.
So it's done. It's official.
You did it.
Yeah, and
yes, go bat now.
There you go. Thank you so much for fucking everything, and I'm so looking forward to continuing to do stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. Like I say, even when it gets frustrating, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, I'm happy to do it, you know, and happy to keep doing it, you know. And
oh, man, sounds like you have a genuine love for it. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
And to your credit, too, like, obviously, like, you just go out there, and you're like, the hell with it. If I can't figure this out on my own, I'm going to find out.
Reminds me of Kane, to be honest. You know what I mean? That's Kane started all of his modding. It was just like, you know, for his wife. They had an idea. He's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking figure it out. And you got to respect and love that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for figuring this shit out, Aiden.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, pleasure to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah. This is great.
Yes, you too. Great to talk to you all.
Until next time.
We'll talk again. We'll see you out there.
Problem.
We'll see you at the stream, too. And we're going to see in your score tonight. If you don't break 1,000, I'm going to think you suck.
Well, I might have to get a wee bit of practice in.
There you go.
We'll just see you again.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Cheers.
See you later.
So, that's super cool. We've had other things happen recently.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel like it's been a whirlwind.
It has.
Shit.
Because, we just got back yesterday.
Which will have been last week.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Now we're jumping back in time at Tooch.
Yeah. So we got invited by Funcom out to sunny Los Angeles.
Yes.
So sunny.
Which, wasn't sunny at all while we were there.
To Warner Brothers Studios, specifically.
And we got to preview Dune Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say anything about it as of right now. We are still under the non-disclosure agreement.
That being the game.
Yep.
Of course. And we did also get to see Dune 2.
Yes, but we can't say anything about.
We're not saying anything
under the non-disclosure agreement.
I'm going to raise my hand here.
What's up?
The non-disclosure agreement ended on the 4th.
Yeah, exactly. The movie's out now.
So when the podcast comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, so we can talk
about it. The movie's out.
I was going to say, let's start over.
Okay.
What?
No, that was fun.
I know, that's fine. That's fine. I was trying to say that too. Because I just, whatever, so editing-wise, because I was trying to say stop talking.
So you want to stop and start over, or are we still good?
No,
we're good.
I forgot.
No, trust me. I will edit this to make it shorter, because this is already annoyingly long.
I'm just going to edit your part out, really. That's the interruption.
Okay. So I was mistaken. When this podcast comes out, we can talk about it.
Yes. Movie's out.
The movie's out now. The movie's good.
Yeah.
Movie's great.
So where do we...
Should we
start with subtle details about our reactions to Dune Awakenings, the game.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about the game. Yeah, let's talk about the game.
Let's talk about that.
Obviously, we don't need we don't know anything until we get our grubby little hands on a keyboard and mouse and
for
we're able
sure.
to play it.
It looked fantastic.
Visually, it looks great. Visually, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. It looks like an upgraded like Conan or something like that. It's like, okay, they're using Unreal 5.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty.
I was genuinely drawn to play it based on what assets and everything they showed us. Because it just, it looked like, I was like, okay, they've got some really good ideas going on here.
It looked like Dune. And they said, like, it's an alternate universe Dune.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, good for them for like, okay, we're making a Dune game. We got to get away, like, trying to make a game that works within the books or whatever.
Right.
They're like, all right, fuck all that. Yeah. Let's make a game that exists in this universe, but is like a separate thing. Which is perfect. Like, okay, you're making a game. I fully understand.
It should feel like it revolves around you.
Yeah.
The character instead of like
you know. Trying to build an empire instead of House Atreides or whatever it's called.
Yeah. But it looks super promising.
Looks pretty, but yeah, I mean, you know, just based on the short thing we saw, I really can't say anything yet other than it looks good. Like it's got vehicles. I love that. You can mm-hmm. piss around on like a sand bike.
The building looks great.
The building looks so
cool.
Good.
Really yep. neat.
And it sounds like there's like different areas of the map and they're going to try to do like a seamless thing in between like the PvP areas of the map and the mm-hmm. PvE areas of the map.
Yeah.
Like if you go into certain zones, it's like, okay, other players are in this zone and I guess you're competing for more top tier resources. That's for the combat people. But if you're someone that just enjoys hanging out at the house and building, you can do that too.
Depending on the gamer you are.
Jumping into PvP.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, it seems like they got something cool cooking over there.
I'm in.
I can't wait to fly one of those little beetle vehicles.
Little dragonfly
vehicles. Yeah. They're called what are they called?
Orthocopter?
Beetle copter.
Flappy bird.
Beetle buzzer.
Okay, they're not beetles though, right?
It's a dragonfly.
They just look like dragonfly.
Yeah.
So okay, we'll stop to be safe there, right? As far as the game.
Yeah,
I didn't think.
I don't think there's anything to be safe about. What do you mean?
Well, we were told to be safe.
This is what I'm still confused about. We were able to talk about whatever we want. It's past the date.
Yeah, we've seen the video. I think everybody's seen that video. We just got a preview of the same thing that everyone else has.
Oh, yeah, everybody's seen that gameplay stuff?
Yeah.
No?
By the time this comes out, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah. Hey, there it is.
Yeah.
That's but now I'm really paranoid. Yeah. You're making me second guess myself.
I was being safe. Or being dumb.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start over. You still didn't know.
What we were supposed to talk about?
Yeah.
We can talk about anything. So everyone's seen the trailer. Did anything pop out from the gameplay trailer to you guys? It was like, I can't wait to get a hold of that.
I mean.
From your memory.
God, that building shit.
No, the building stuff is a great idea, and I just thought it'd be a great way for people to make money online. Go, oh yeah, I'm gonna build these awesome things.
Yeah,
I'll pay $5 for that.
I wonder when they say there's an exchange. It's like apparently you can build a structure, save that structure, and then you'll be able to go to some sort of exchange within the game
and sell the blueprint.
I don't know if that means for actual in-game money or in-game currency.
I was assuming it was in-game currency.
I wasn't. So, yeah, it's great to assume things.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, that's we'll see what that's all about in the future.
But, yeah, if someone makes the Taj Mahal.
Right, yeah. And then, it's there on the exchange. You can buy it.
The chance to get it, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, you still got to work for it, put all the materials in.
Or,
it's like,
builds on different weapons and skins and vehicles and what you can do to those and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like what they were telling. Yeah, it sounded like the customization was going to be pretty pretty heavy, which I'm in for. You know, if you're making a survival game, anything, it's like, let us customize all the colors in the world, please.
Also, the PvP element of political factions sort of creating themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Within, which obviously it does exist in other games, and they were kind of like talking about like Eve and such like that, you know?
Yeah.
Just all these elements between players coming together and what they contribute to the overall team. It's like, you know, obviously up to you if you just want to be a little merchant.
You can
or if you want to go for the gold and become the emperor of some sort, you know, like,
it's
up to you guys.
You can probably jump on a, you know, public server and like you and a big group of friends like, nope, we're going to be the top political faction.
Yeah.
Server if you want. Go for it.
Oh, the map wipe.
Shifting Sands.
The Shifting Sands.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And that's that big kind of centerish Assumit area of the desert.
The
that
PvP
every
area.
Week. Mm-hmm. Every week, think about Rust. You know how you kind of get that big.
Was it every week or month?
I'm almost positive it's every week because they referenced Rust to being every month.
Right. Okay.
This would be every week. So, if you've got stuff built out there, say goodbye.
Yeah, so that's not the whole map. Yeah, there's areas of the map that are safe to build, but there are apparently going to be areas of the map that wipes every week.
Yeah.
And it changes the landscape. I guess it probably changes the items out there that you can go and harvest.
Yeah, because then they also referenced vaults. Well, they're not called vaults, but like these areas where you're going into like caves or something like that, stuff that is going to be packed with goodies and different like challenges and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how if there's a narrative, because it sounds like there already exist political factions in the game.
Right.
And then you can, as a player, decide, I'm going to work for this faction. Yeah. I'm going to do
Where
stuff
do you
for this
go?
Faction. Or in some cases, like, I'm going to do something that benefits all factions. But I'm curious, is there more of a guided narrative than there, like, say, Conan? Conan is like aimless. Sometimes it's like you kind of have to make your own goals in Conan because you know if there is a quest, I can't tell where it is.
Well, we got to read.
Well, yeah, well, it's all done with like the journeys and the cards, and the cards just say, you know, find the blue crystal, and you're like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah,
like you give me a hint at even where to go, and it doesn't.
It's kind of great though to not get guided so much like most games do.
Sometimes, I mean,
sometimes
you kind of have to point in a direction though. Like even Elden Ring is kind of a. It doesn't use as much of a guide, which I appreciate, but the fire pits kind of point you in the direction you should head next.
Ultimately, it points you into the direction of a Google search.
And that too. I mean, look, the community is going to share all this stuff. They're like, you know, oh, I found this, I found that.
Yeah.
The game looks, I mean, it looks great. It's probably going to have a good community built around it for sure.
Yes.
And I'm sure, we're going to play it.
And I'm so happy for him because everyone we've met at FunCom are just wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
Tomek and all those fuckers.
They are very wonderful, passionate people.
And they happen to be making this, have access to this IP. They've been working directly with, like, Legendary Pictures and at times with the,
The
writer's
author,
family?
The Herbert. Frank Herbert Estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which that stuff's cool, and especially because Dune's now getting it's popping off for obvious reasons, and like I've said before, Dune the novel is like considered among a lot of people that it's the best sci-fi novel ever written, and now that these movies are kind of doing it justice, and they get to be a part of that in a way, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing a great job with the movies. I mean, visually they're gorgeous.
Yeah, this second one, y'all. So, fuck.
It was so good.
Oh, yeah. It's just top tier filmmaking, epic shit.
For sure on that level. Like, you can't knock the filmmaking.
Oh.
No, I did enjoy it. It was moving.
Even I had my daughter with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just worked out. It's like, okay, I had my daughter, and they're like, yeah, can you come to LA? And I was like, I can, but can I bring a 15-year-old along? And luckily, they were cool with it. She got to go. She was not looking forward to watching the movie.
She was wasn't.
Like, I watched the trailer for the first one. It looks boring. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But after the movie, she looks at me. She goes, that was good.
Yeah, cool.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now she wants to go and watch the first one and get caught up.
There you go.
She thinks Timothy Charmander
so hot.
Is hot.
Yeah.
So hot.
So hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little twinkie.
But yeah, I mean, the movie's, I mean, my editor, you know, I bitch a little bit because my editor brain's like, you could chop that out. You could chop that out a little bit.
And I say leave it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, teach
sometimes, yeah. It's like, you know, hey, here's a shot of sand and boing. Like, okay, yeah, that is this necessary?
And in my head, that was the best shot of sand I've ever fucking seen.
Get on.
With that sound, too, along with it was perfect.
Bleh, sand is the best
Made
sand.
The tip of my nip-nip.
I mean, you can pick it apart with some silly shit and nitpicks. But, yeah, overall, great film.
Yeah.
Great quality filmmaking, and I can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah, if you did see the first one. And enjoyed it, you're gonna love this one.
Yeah, maybe rewatch the first one too.
If you didn't really enjoy the first one, you're probably still gonna fucking love this one.
I didn't like the first one.
A copy?
Really? All right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I didn't like it. I fell asleep during it.
I wonder if you want to like. Do you want to go back and watch the first one now?
I do.
Yeah, just because okay.
this
right,
one
now
this one
more...
captured me so much, and I'm all like, right. Okay, I'm gonna go give the first one another chance because
okay.
it's probably not all that bad.
Yeah,
I can't wait to watch them all three back to back. Or how many are they making? Oh God, it's
I think
like...
three.
Okay, thank God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's enough. I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure that there was going to be a part three. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
I think right as the movie ended, I looked at his techie because I only thought there were two of them.
Yeah.
I just wasn't paying attention. And so, you know, it's getting towards the end of the movie, and I'm like, wait. Oh no! They have not finished everything, and there's no time left. Oh no! There's
so much more story.
And that one's going to be epic.
I mean, that's the thing is, I can't wait to see that. It's like, oh, the way they set it up. Yeah, again, no spoilers, but it's good. There's some solid stuff. That old Dune.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, thank you, Funcom filled us up with hummus before we got to watch the movie.
Hummus, yes. Yeah. And Dundersalt.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Who did that? What's her name?
That was Natasha.
Oh, fuck yeah. Natasha.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Well, we all did it.
We all did it.
I got video evidence.
Okay, so this is a Norwegian thing, yeah?
I believe so, yes. Yeah,
this is like a rite of passage for, I guess, Norwegians, this stuff called Dundersalt. It's
which
a candy.
Which is licorice-y.
Oh, is it?
Well, yes, apparently, that's what she said. Once you get past that first dusting, it's a hard candy.
Horrible flavor had nothing to do with licorice.
No,
licorice can be really bad.
So I'm saying you had to get past that to get to where it was like, okay, I can see where the licorice is involved.
I never even
never got there.
It.
Did you finish yours?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I fought through it, but it was interesting.
How would you describe it?
Man, when you first, that's the thing. It's called Dundersalt, right?
Yep.
So you put it, it looks like a little like pebble.
It looked Mentos. Like to me like a milk dud that was dusted instead of being
right.
Yeah, but imagine just putting the saltiest fucking thing you can think of in your mouth, and just immediately like,
well, not
oh,
just
no.
salty, it wasn't just salty. Bad flavor.
It tasted like a gravy gone horribly wrong. You know, it had this with this really weird, like it was that crazy salt that kind of forced your mouth to almost react to it physically.
Oh yeah, the initial reaction.
And then I said right off the bat, I said, this tastes like cleaner.
Okay.
I taste ammonia.
Mm-hmm. And the first reaction, just to piggyback, is looking at the person that handed you one and being like, why would you do this to me?
Right. What is wrong with you?
They said it was bad, though. They told us it was. I went to it knowing
but
that.
But they like it.
Did they like
she
it?
She said they like it.
She said they give it as gifts, and it almost feels like it's a
rite of passage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something that they eat for fun.
Right.
No, but ammonia was in the ingredients.
It actually does have ammonium chloride in it.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because I was tasting it, and I'm going,
and
like, that was the taste that was bad. Like, when I got to the good part, it all just tasted like toffee, like Werther's shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice.
I didn't taste any of the other flavors.
Man, piece I felt like was a damn roller coaster because it started off awful, then kind of turned to sweet, then got awful again. Mm. And then like right at the very end, it got sweet again. It's like a gobstopper or something, but it's just layered of different type of flavor.
Like, yeah, good.
And a mixture
bad.
Of sweet and ass.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It reminded me of like that whole rite of passage thing. I've talked about it before. Well, maybe not on the podcast, but if anyone up in the Chicago area, I'm sure you're familiar with the Chicago handshake. And it's a similar thing that, you know, it's, the handshake was a great name. They should call this a freaking Norwegian handshake.
You brought that up on a stream or something. Yeah. Yeah. What's the Chicago handshake?
Well, it's
again?
Malort is the liqueur that you drink with an old style beer. It's a shot of Malort with an old style, and Malort, great name.
Malort.
Yeah, Malort. But it's like, it's so horrible and bitter, and it's in the same realm. This is a Norwegian handshake, y'all. That the Chicago handshake. Ugh, fuck that.
Malort.
Malort.
Yeah, I'm not going to have one of those.
If you want to be accepted by the Chicagoans. Yeah.
I would do it. I'm that guy. Right. That would be like, if I'm with somebody from there, like, you got to do it. It tastes bad.
I got a cousin in Chicago. I'm going to ask him.
Jepson's Malort is a wormwood-based Swedish-style schnapps, also known as Beskbrandvin, or Besk for short.
So it's a Swedish schnapps.
Yeah.
That ended up in Chicago and became part of the
it
Chicago
handshake. It was sold to bars as a medicinal spirit during Prohibition.
Oh, fuck you.
Exactly.
No.
Medicinal herbal taste.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. God. How do we sell this? This is trash. How do we sell
exactly.
this? Exactly. Say it's medicinal.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is, you know, this will make you virile. You'll be able to go home to your wife and really give it to her.
I love it.
This is how they talk in Chicago now.
Yeah, they've been talking that way for a long time.
Hey, have an old Chicago handshake. I also work for a Swedish liquor company.
Not to be confused with a Chicago hand job, okay?
Right, that's completely different.
It is different.
Yeah, you can that involves have rum.
Have them in tandem, if you'd like. Yes.
Is that it's the one true. Where you sprinkle sand in your hand before you start?
Oh, you're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago would just be a handful of snow.
Yeah, sand and glitter.
Handful of snow and ice. and salt.
Yeah.
You know, to make the snow melt.
Man, I love eating better with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh and never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready in just 2 minutes. I mean, do I need to say more? You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And there's more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day. I eat Factor all the time. They taste great. It's convenient. I love picking my meals every week. And if you're looking to reduce going to the store, which I can't stand doing, it's great. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. So head to factormeals.com/Neebs50 and use code Neebs50 to get 50% off. That's code Neebs50 at factormeals.com/Neebs50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor.
My stomach's upset just thinking about that candy. That thunder shit. Thunder salt. I want to say thunder salt.
So it had sugar, glucose syrup, the ammonium chloride, ammonia, and licorice, and then just coloring. And that's it? That's all it is.
That is
so gross. Why the hell
are
they putting the ammonia in there, man?
I don't know.
Like, that was the most disgusting taste out of it all, like tasting what smelled like cleaner.
Yeah. Ugh, ugh. Anyway. Thanks, Natasha.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, if you're listening, thank you.
Thanks.
Ooh.
So, all right. So we talked about the game available now.
Yeah.
We talked about Funcom.
But yeah, what else? Oh, I mean, while I went to LA a day early because I was, okay, if I'm going to go, I'm just going to go an extra day for myself. And it just turned out that the hotel we were staying at was right beside Universal Studios. So I decided to hit that up, and that was wonderful.
Awesome.
I'd been out there. I mean, I think I was out there once when I was really young, but I got to take my daughter out there. I got to do Super Mario World.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Man, how you go into that place is great because, yeah, you see a little sign, Super Mario World, and of course you see a pipe. So you walk in the pipe, and then you turn, and then you come out of the pipe. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was like,
that's great.
They did such a good job with the design. All of a sudden, you're looking around. You're seeing, you know, the squares and Goombas running around, everything up there, and Thwomps going up and down.
Oh, that's great.
It was fantastic. They did such a good job designing that place. Yeah. It was like, as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm the Mario World now. Wowzer. But we rode the, I guess, because Bowser's Castle, it's basically a Mario Kart ride. Cool. Not really fast, because, you know, it's built mostly for kids. But you're riding on this track, you're in your cart, you have your steering wheel, which has some buttons on it, and you put on these goggles that allow you to see 3D images. So you're going through the track, and you're shooting shells at other racers going by, and the racers are in 3D. So it was fun.
Oh,
it was
wow.
neat.
So
yeah.
Augmented shit.
Yes, yeah, so augmented reality would be the best way to describe that.
Beautiful.
But yeah, there's Ghost and Bowser's kid, you know, other cart, and there's shit's always coming at you, and you're trying to, you know, pick up the question marks so you can get more shells to shoot. So they make a game out of it.
Oh,
and at
wow.
the end, you got your score. There's a high score for the day and shit like that.
How long was the ride, would you guess?
I would say probably 2 minutes.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, like a decent length.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I mean, yeah, it's not, you know, it's nothing crazy. It's made for little kids to be able to hop on to.
Did they have other rides there?
What, at Universal Studios?
No, at Mario Place.
I thought Mario Place was its own thing. Sorry. So that Mario is little small section of Universal.
Yes, a small section of Universal. That was the main attraction.
Gotcha. Okay. Because like
there were other little places. They have a cafe there. Like you can get a Mario Burger or some shit. And then they have they do have other little games on the side for like kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it is mostly built for kids.
You can use your wrist thingy to like, can't you like hit blocks and stuff or like get all these?
I didn't pick one up, but apparently there's this power wrist thing you can get. And if you have one of those and you jump on the ride, I think you get extra shells to shoot. Okay. You get some sort of power up.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they did my favorite part of the 3D experience was when you got to Rainbow Road.
Oh.
Because like that, like you went in kind of a dark area and then all of a sudden like it kind of looked like Star Trek or something, like a space went by and the road kind of went out in front of you. It looked really good.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe it unless you kind of experience it for yourself. Mm. But it was like, whoa, they did a really good job with this in 3D.
Nice.
And it's like for a second, I was like, I'm on Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look what they did. The rest of the place was cool. We did the Simpsons ride, which I guess used to be Back to the Future.
Okay.
Like you sit down in it and you look at the doors and the doors still look like the DeLorean doors. It's like, oh wow, okay. They just
retrofitting.
They
rides,
just really retrofitted. And apparently even the ride, the hydraulics and everything, it's the same ride. It's just instead of doing a Back to the Future thing, you are just in Simpsons universe flying around. But they did a great job with it.
Yeah. That's
and
cool.
my favorite bit was the tour, believe it or not. It's like a 45-minute tour where they kind of take you through the Universal backlot and show you some of the sets. But they have moments that are very, like ride-ish. Like, you will pull into one thing. It's like, okay, here's the King Kong thing. You pull into this room, and all of a sudden, like, you're in a tunnel. Everything's black. And they're like, they give you 3D glasses before the ride. And they're like, put your 3D glasses on. And you put them on. And then all of a sudden, you're surrounded by a 360-degree screen. And King Kong fights a T-Rex around your cart.
Damn, they have upgraded that.
And the cart's moving and everything. I was like, this is great.
Wow.
They did such a good job with it.
Because I went to Universal Studios with my mom when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And did that tour out there. I'm sure they've come a long way.
They have, yeah. There were moments in the tour where like I was impressed by the little rides or whatever. So it would be very like historical. Hey, you're looking at the back lot. This was shot here. This was shot here. Oh, let's pull in here. And all of a sudden, King Kong's attacking the damn thing. You're like,
see, that's crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah. I had no idea that was even a thing.
Yeah. I was surprised by it too. I was like, oh, we just wanted to do it. We was like, okay, this would be a nice relaxed tour.
Jaws come at you.
Out of the water. You go by one bit, and there's the Amityville, there's like a gas station on the water, and that catches fire, and then the shark comes out and kind of bites at you.
The Gilligan's Island?
Maybe.
I remember when I was a kid going by that. It was pretty cool.
I would be so surprised if that was still around, though. It would make sense.
Maybe they made room for, I don't know.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. It's not too relevant, is it?
It's so fucking... It was, like, pretty old when we were kids.
Surprised they haven't redone that.
There was only one part of the ride that I found cringy, and I get that was at the very end. They have a Fast and Furious bit. Kind of the same thing as King Kong, where you pull into this room, you're surrounded by a 360-degree screen.
Yeah.
But at the very beginning of the ride, you know, you're looking over, and you see Vin Diesel and The Rock and all the actors, and you can tell they don't want to do this shit. It's just so awkward because they're just standing there, like, absolutely still and, like, just saying the lines.
Oh.
And it just is like, it's like seeing them on a stage play or something. It's like, this feels awful.
Yeah.
But then the ride itself is like, okay, you're in a cart and Vin Diesel. The ride itself was kind of cool, I guess, when you actually were driving.
Yeah.
Feels like you're going fast down a highway. Vin Diesel's knocking cars out from beside you. And they're like, you know, they throw a hook at the cart you're on, and it starts pulling the cart. Just feels like you're going fast. It's fun. But the acting, it was like, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. They should have just gone straight to the ride.
Yeah.
They try to set it up with a story. Like, what are you guys doing? Just get into it. You know, like, the King Kong one was great. You know why? I didn't need a story.
Yeah.
It's like, all of a sudden, boom. Oh, no, a T-Rex is about to attack us. Here comes King Kong, and he kicks the T-Rex ass around you. Done. That's all it needed.
Right.
Fast and the Furious one, just like, nope, get to the part where I'm just like, boom, we're at a highway, and Vin Diesel's pulling us along for some reason. Get this setup out of here, man.
Right.
It is so awkward. It doesn't work.
It's there to stay.
But, yeah, can't recommend that enough. So, yeah, Universal was solid.
I'm glad that, yeah, including that part. That worked out for you.
Yeah.
With the daughter and such.
Yeah. Well, being able to, like, tour the back lot was cool. I mean, and we got the tour at Warner Brothers. That was part of the FunCom event when we got there.
Yeah, I think it was like a quicker version of the tour.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very.
But it was, it was super cool.
Yeah, it was neat to see places that you've seen in movies for years.
Yeah.
And they were working. There was a lot of productions going on around the lot. That was always nice to see.
Oh, yeah, they're busy.
Peeps working.
You know, you'll turn a corner and you'll see like a little park. And like, oh, yeah, that's the park. That's the opening of Friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. It's just right there.
Yeah. My favorite thing I took a picture of was...
the lamp.
Yeah, the lamp from A Christmas Story.
That was cool.
Wait, was that in the prop?
Yeah.
Department?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see that?
Wow, they had the lamp there? I mean, there was so much to look at in that place.
Yeah, there was. She pointed it out, though. Yeah. So we also might have walked down a different
thing. I think
thing,
you guys were ahead of us.
Yeah, yeah. We were.
But yeah, all the different people were getting
Damn, I didn't see the lamp.
I didn't see the Game of Thrones throne.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed.
It wasn't the Game of Thrones throne.
Yeah, I don't think it was the official one.
It was one that was used in a TV show.
Okay.
It was kind of small. I forget what it was, but yeah,
I think my favorite thing I saw is I look up and they have a bunch of the Agent Smiths.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
Shit. It was like, oh my God, that's from the movie.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And then a little bit further down, we were out of the prop place, but driving by one of the production offices, and they had the Annabelle doll in the window. And my buddy Tony Rosen is the guy who designed it, so I sent him a message right after, and he's like, yeah, he's had to fix that between Annabelle movies. And it gets all fucked up. I'm sure they got a couple versions, but
no, sure.
I was like, I know the guy made that.
Nah, funny. It is neat. It's neat to be in a place with so much film history.
Yes. Yeah.
Like all these movies we've seen throughout the years, and it's like, okay, wow, we're in the spot where all this shit got made. It's
what a location.
Yeah.
Like
God, what a
just
location.
Gorgeous. The mountains are right there.
Yeah.
It's just pretty.
Beautiful.
Beautiful area.
And we literally, like, when we were at the screening and eating and stuff like that, we're right. Kind of underneath the water tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, the famous Warner Brothers water tower where the Animaniacs live.
They live there. That was a fun time. Quick trip, fun time.
Yeah, very quick trip.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really go much of anywhere.
It didn't work to that way. Like, for the turnaround's sake, it just didn't work out that way. But
which was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was here an extra day, but yeah, you guys literally what? You landed Monday. The event was Tuesday. You guys flew back Wednesday.
Yeah, and we got in at night. Like, we're getting to the hotel around 7:30 or something
like that.
Yeah, the
hotel was pretty good.
Dinner and drinks and then sleep for the day.
Went to the city walk?
Yeah,
we did the city walk for like...
It was great.
We were there for 15 minutes. You guys did.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We went to do it out. We're going to do it the second night. Yeah, there wasn't really much there, but we found out.
Closing at 9, everything.
That's in the shuttle, and they're like... I'm blown away that place closes at 9 o'clock. So many bars over there.
Yeah.
That place should have a nightlife.
Yeah.
At least an hour longer, but yeah, we found out when we were in the shuttle. It's like, oh yeah, you know it's going to be like...
Yeah, we're on the shuttle on the way over there. It's like 8:45, and they're like, you know everything over here closes at 9, right?
Like, the shuttle's at 9, the last shuttle. They're like, no, everything shuts down. Even though that place looked like it was still kicking pretty good when we left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they were closed at 9.
Bubble Gumps.
A lot of people were.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, when we walked in, because there was a good pile of us when we walked in, one of the waitresses was like, fuck.
The bar was wide open.
It was, yeah.
For us.
Yeah, we filled it, though.
Yeah, we did.
It's a very small
bar. And yeah, like they were cool ones. We were like, no, it's just all of us. We're just here for one drink.
And she was out of everything. Well, all the bottles were empty. She had to replace like 3 or 4 bottles, you know, because everything was fine.
Yeah.
Until we ordered everything that caused those empty.
Jack's drink came so late. I think, you guys went back already.
Yeah.
It was like Jack was still there waiting for his drink. Somehow they messed it up. Oops. I've never seen a man drink a margarita that quick.
He was
like, you know, hey, take your time, enjoy your drink. And he was just like, let's go.
It's probably why he went to bed as soon as we got back.
Maybe. Probably.
And he drank my drink, too, that I left there. And by the way, that Wack ended up getting, and we ended up meeting Wack.
Yeah.
Wack and his wife.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Hung out with him a little while. And
it's nice to have a face now. Like, you know, we've been working with him in Conan.
Yeah.
I don't know what this kid looks like. So now it's like, oh, yeah. That's great.
It does make things more fun.
Yeah.
I guess Jack didn't go right to bed because Ada, myself, Simon, and Jack, we went on a little dispensary run down the road.
Yeah.
And it was a nice little adventure on that hill's like San Francisco grade hill.
Oh, like in steepness?
Dude,
oh,
I had to take a break halfway up.
Oh, dude, that was a hill.
Was
going
like, oh,
down,
damn.
Just thinking about like, fuck, we gotta go.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, we gotta go the other way.
Hey, we got to work out it.
Yeah.
How lucky are we?
So what happened with the scooter? Were you?
It's like, so my knee had been. I had surgery on my knee years and years ago, and then on the way down the hill, I could feel it. Like just acting up.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks ago, it was like kind of getting some fluid in there. It was just being weird. It does from time to time. And it was starting to get better. But going down the hill, I was like, shit. So, but whatever. It was going to muscle through it. And it's just going to hurt for another couple weeks. It feels fine now. But when we're at the base of the hill, we see two of those Lime scooters that you can rent.
Yeah.
Remember that? And I was like thinking, I got that Lime app still on my phone. I'm going to use that fucker, get up the hill.
There you go.
And it was about... the road that it was on, that highway there, was like probably a block away from the base of the hill, you know? So I get it all hooked up, and you guys are making your way up the hill. Ada's kind of floating back with me.
I was at the base of it, and there were those two guys there.
Yeah, the two security guards there.
Yeah.
So I'm on the Lime scooter ready to go up that hill, getting all my momentum, and then it just shuts down at the base of the hill. It's out of bounds for it. It was set for out of bounds. And I was like, well, shit. And then the security guy's like, yeah, you can't go up there. It cuts you off. And I was like, well, thanks for fucking telling me as I was driving by you. They just waited to see. They wanted to probably see me.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'd be doing the same
thing. So I was like, well, shit. So then I put the little kickstand down, ready to end the session, take the picture. You know how you have to do and show where you left it. And it was like, no, you can't leave it here. All right. So I push it back halfway to the highway. Can't leave it here.
Oh, no.
So all the way back from where we started. Meanwhile, you guys were almost at the top of the hill.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny. And I didn't know that that's what happened. I thought the security guard said you couldn't take it up the hill.
Well, they could have said that, but they were right either way.
And yeah.
Is that, I guess,
confused, though.
Is that because that road is so steep?
So steep.
The Lime company was just like, you can't let anybody.
If you're taking one of those
scooter
down the hill,
yeah.
People will die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it made sense to me immediately.
Love it.
You're like, I'm going to hack the system. Here I go.
I guarantee those two bikes that were down there, they probably dealt with the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you're going to take this up the hill. Fuck walking that. It is a big hill. We're not exaggerating. That was a big steep hill.
I wish you could see it.
Quite long.
So.
Yeah. Not as hilarious as Ada really appreciated that adventure with us and was going to be here to talk about it. I think I nutshelled it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Did anyone reach out to her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She'll even come at all. Right.
She's probably exhausted. I mean, even I'm tired.
Like, it was a good trip.
It was a long day, but we got back, last night? I didn't get in until 11. And then woke up today, and now we're here. It's like, oh, wow, yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
One of those weeks.
And then did some recording, and still doing recording.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now we're going to stream tonight. Yeah.
So there you go. Hey. Don't listen to us anymore. Go for that hot dog runner record right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I see community post about here's our high score.
Yeah.
Like, let's get people like really talking about it. And sharing some high scores and shit. That'd
Maybe
be fun.
Maybe we should give away some keys tonight.
We should. Yeah, we'll absolutely give away some keys tonight.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
And if you do get it, write a nice, clever
good review.
Nice
review.
Yes.
Have fun with it. We want to read some good, creative reviews. That'd
Please
be great.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great day, great week.
Cheers, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
See you next time.
See ya.